And we're back here on Out of the Woods. Sherman Lee Dillon is our guest in the studio. No instruments or children along for the ride, unfortunately, but we are talking about and playing some stuff from their great CD called Dirty Dusty Road, the Dillon Airs. And they got dates up and down, going down south again starting tomorrow and over to Connecticut on Sunday and then down into the mid-Atlantic states for a bit.
Yeah.
But Sherman's going to talk about a song on the disc we just picked out, I think, and I know he's singing it, so.
You know, my name's Sherman Lee, and my daughter's Anna Lee, and my son's Andrew John, and they sing songs, and I try to, you know, be fair, let this one sing this song. But since they're not here right now, and I am here, then we're going to plug one of my songs.
There you go.
Make them pay the price for not being here.
Well, you played plenty of them when you were here before, too, back in the winter.
Yes.
Sure you got them in there where they'd be angry with you. So
this song is the Catfish song. When I grew up in Mississippi, you know, kind of a rural situation, and I'd come in from school, and I'd give me a knife and go behind the house and cut me a cane pole, you know, 10, 12 feet long. And, you know, you could get the little packs that has line and a sinker and float and hook all in it. And you could put it on your fish, you know, on your fishing pole for pole fishing.
Sure.
And see, a lot of people have man-made ponds. You know, by that, I'm not talking like Walden Pond, big ponds. We're talking a pond about the size of a basketball field. You know, that is created by get a bulldozer and pushing all the dirt to one side, and the way the water level works, it works pretty good. And the folk fish behind the house. And I'd got this word that there was a catfish in my pond about 3 feet long. Somebody said they'd seen one. And I said, well, then I guess I have to catch that catfish. Like I said, I'd go home from school, cut that pole, hooked a line to it, go in the barn, dig up some worms, earthworms, put on them. And I tell my mother before I left the house, because I had a lot of confidence then. I tell my mother, I said, Mother, go ahead on and grease up the skillet, because I'm going to bring him home. I was so confident. Go ahead on and grease it up. I'm bringing him home. So this song is about Catfish song. We might retitle it, The Disappointments of a 10-Year-Old Boy. So anyhow, this is what this song's about.
All right, so one of the originals here, Catfish Song here, the Dillon Airs on Out of the Woods.
Pond. I'm gonna catch that catfish, one called Catfish John. Yesterday I was grabbing, but he stuck me with his fin. I jumped up, I turned around, I threw him back again. I'm gonna bring him home, I'm gonna bring him home. Get that skillet good and greasy, I'm bringing him home. I'm gonna bring him home, I'm gonna bring him home. Sinker, he broke my pole in two. I ain't gonna use no trod line, ain't use no rod and reel. I'm gonna cut me a hickory sting, a line made out of steel. I'm gonna bring him home, I'm gonna bring him home. Get that skillet good and greasy, I'm bringing him home. I'm gonna bring him home, I'm gonna bring him home. Keep that skillet good and greasy, mama. Thank you. fish in the shallow end, and even I'm fishing the deep. I might sit out here all night and catch him in his sleep, but I'm gonna bring him home. I'm gonna bring him home. He does feel it good and greasy, y'all. I'm bringing him home. I'm gonna bring him home. I'm gonna bring him home.
Did we ever catch him?
We never did.
Never did.
That's the reason I thought we ought to name it the disappointments of a 10-year-old. The older I get, the less confident I am.
Wow. We were talking about catching them by hand, which is all the rage now on TV.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that in there. You call it grabbing down
grabbing.
Your way.
That's what they used to call it. You get in the creek, you know, and they kind of hide up, at least where we grew up, you know. You can hide up under the bank and you kind of feel around under the bank and grabbing. It's in the verse of the song, it says, yesterday I was grabbing, but he stuck me with his fin, which can be painful. Jumped, throw him back again. That's a reference to that.
I don't think I could ever do anything like that. I'd be, especially down that way, I'd be afraid you'd catch an alligator in there or something.
And snakes. That would be a concern, too.
Well, lots of things can get you down in Mississippi,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, real snakey down there, yeah.
Black widows and everything. Yeah. Well, folks, Sherman Lee Dillon is here in the studio with us talking music, talking about his family band, the Dillonaires, and that's who that was there. A little frailing banjo that time.
Yeah. It's I'm not sure where the idea for that came from, but, you know, next thing I know, it was there, you know, little by little. So.
Good stuff. Good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me be up in here.
Well, yeah. I always love company, so I'm glad you stuck it out and you made it in, even though we didn't have the whole family with us. They're not even the whole family. What do you have, 10 of them?
No, I don't have but 7.
You have 7, but with the mom,
same
pa,
wife, yeah.
It gets
close. There was a time when we were growing up, well, when my children were growing up, the oldest one got to be about maybe 21 or so, and she was going to college, so she's pretty much still around. But she was married, and she said, Daddy, let's do us a family band. So I said, if you want to, I will. You know, I've made a living. I played music my entire life. I'm 60, and I raised all my children. That's what I did, you know. So I did it. You know, my own children in jail at the moment, so a relatively successful father, same wife the whole time. And so I said, well, if you want to, I'll do it. But don't think you go play music just to get my approval. It's a terrible way to make a living. So I didn't. I said, but if you want to, I'll help you. So my oldest daughter learned to play a baritone ukulele. Her husband was a pretty musical guy, played a mandolin. And then my next boy played a dulcimer and harmonica. And my next girl played a bass fiddle. The next girl was Anna, who's with us, who we now played a guitar, had a little Stella guitar she played. My next girl played a tenor guitar, you know, kind of.
Sure, right.
Yeah,
it's like tenor, a parlor guitar.
Yeah. Four-string guitar.
Yeah.
And then, see, the next one was Andrew that played a fiddle, and the least one played a real ukulele. And I played a banjo, and my wife played an auto harp, the Maybell, you know, the mama Maybell.
There you go.
I mean, if it's a mother, what else can she do except play auto harp? So, you know, we sounded okay. We had little books. We had, like, maybe 3 10 song sets, You Get a Line, I'll Get a Pole, you know, Unclouded Day, those kind of songs.
Sure.
And it was, you know, it was very neat, and sometimes it sounded okay. As time went on, you know, graduate school, children, job, one by one, they started dropping off. And the two, Anna and Andrew, I couldn't shake them loose. They're still with me. So that's where this all came from. So, yes, these are not all my children. It's the ones I can't shake loose. You know.
Right. Now, I was reading on your website that these were the two who enjoyed playing out the most. So
yes.
They stuck with it more than some of the other ones did, I guess?
Yeah, the other ones, you know, were pretty musical. But, you know, doing music requires much more than just being able to sing or able to play.
Right.
And just kind of some other kind of distortion in your personality that makes you become a you know, working musician. So these are with me here. And actually, my son, Andrew, back in Jackson, Mississippi, plays bass. He's a first-chair violin in the orchestra that he's in. He conducts youth orchestra, and he's in his last year of college. And he plays electric bass in a blues band, calls himself the Amazing Lazy Boy Blues Band. Now, this is not just people who are rock and roll cats call themselves playing blues. He does little Milton songs, he plays, and this gets complicated too. I've got a son that owns a blues club in Mississippi, and the band music starts at midnight and goes to 4 a.m. So you're talking pretty hardcore. Andrew's the house band on Thursday nights.
Wow.
At this club. So he's, you know, and a lot of cats around town, they finish their gigs, come by and hang with him and sit in with him.
So when all the other clubs close, they open.
Near about. That's about it. Whenever all the other restaurants quit serving food, you can start walking. By the time you get there, the band will still not be started.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that's what Andrew does. And he's kind of stuck with the music thing.
Very good.
Let's see. There's another song I'd like you to play.
Okay.
And this was still kind of... this is a take, a spin off the House of Rising Sun song. We totally rewrote the lyrics, and it goes through the story of a young girl growing up, and it gets pretty hardcore, the lyrics do, in this song. At least I think it does. And there is a word in here that you might get in trouble, spelled B-A-S-T, whatever.
Oh, no,
you call it. Sure.
Yeah, we'll play that. I'm not afraid of that one.
And it's an up-paced version of the House Around the Sun, but it's kind of, to me, the lyrics are kind of heart-wrenching as you go through it. Like one of the lines says, "Sorry for my sins, oh God, sorry I went astray, but most of all I'm sorry for the tears my mama cried when it came and hauled me away." You know, that's to me, you know, whatever.
So what's the title of this one?
House Rising Sun. I think it's 14, isn't it?
Yeah, Old Man Jones is 14.
No, how about 15?
The Rising Sun, 15.
15.
Okay, there you go. I was looking for House Of, and I didn't find House Of. But, yes, indeed, folks. Sherman Lee Dillon here in the studio with us here on Out of the Woods. We're going to play this track for
Anna's
you.
Anna's on this one.
Yeah, okay. Anna Lee Dillon on the lead vocal here for you on Out of the Woods.
The world of me. I don't know why I left that boy for this life of misery. Mama married a dirty old man. Bastard stole from me. At 12 I was drinking moonshine, and then it was cocaine. And now I'm bound for New Orleans to wear that ball and chain. Oh, sorry for my sins, oh God. Sorry I went astray. I'm sorry most for the tears Mama cried when she watched them come and haul me away. Oh, engineer, blow your whistle. My race is almost run. I'm going to spend my dying days in the house of the rising sun. Of the rising sun.
All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. The Dylan Ayers there, and that one, The Rising Sun, no house. No.
I know I'm talking years off, but where are we going to go, you know?
That's what it's all about, getting the music out there and talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Sherman Lee Dillon's our guest here in the studio, folks, talking about the Dillonaires and what they have going on. So, what's next?
Let's do Ashes of Love. This is...
That's an old classic for you.
Yeah, I know. It's one of them old songs that if you don't do it, next thing you know, folks will be forgot it.
Yeah. You play that one at every show, do you?
Pretty much. Near about.
About.
We each one of us do a verse. First verse will be Anna, next verse is Andrew, next verse is me. Then it loops back around to Anna again.
Everybody knows this old one. All right, we're going to play it for you right now. The Dillonaires and Ashes of Love on Out of the Woods. Ashes of Love here in Out of the Woods. The Dillonaires once again. Yes, indeed. And Sherman Lee Dillon's here with us. He's the leader of the band, I think. Unless those kids will push him around. I'm not sure.
That's exactly right. You know, you can see it on me. But there is, I do want to mention this, and I'm not sure why this happens, but I, like our last name, Dillon, D-A-L-L-O-N, right? And at least 80% of the folks who introduce us or talk to us refer to us as the Dillionaires.
Really?
D-I-L-L-I-O-N. Dillionaires.
Dillionaires. Oh, billionaires. Dillionaires.
I'm just talking people who should. Yeah, I'm talking people who can read. But so anyhow, I say all that to say, if someone wants to look it up, it's Dillionaires.
That's right. No additional wordplay involved.
Right.
Yeah, I think people take it an extra step and feel like it has to rhyme with millionaire, but no, it doesn't.
No. That's right.
And it's not Bob Dylan. It's Dillonaires. And if you go to Dillonaires.com,
yep,
you'll find the website. And all kinds of great photos on there. I was checking out earlier.
Yeah, you saw the poster. You got Anna and Andrew kind of standing near the camera looking like models. And old man's far in the back. You can't even see him.
We left him in the dust. That's why it's a dirty, dusty road. That's the title of the CD.
There. That's right.
Well, we're going to shift gears here. I think.
And
we're going to play a track from Sherman Lee's solo CD here. When Sherman Lee's not playing his old-timey stuff with the kids, he's playing the blues a lot of the time. And you were a guest here on the show back
in
the
winter. Yes, I did. I brought my guitar by, I think, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You played that little steel guitar there. That was great. That was a lot of fun. But you want to take a track off of this one?
Number two. Just do number two.
All right. And what's number two on that?
Way Cool.
Way Cool. All right. We're going to play a little bit of blues now. Sherman Lee Dillon now, Out of the Woods.
People about the gal I've been seeing, y'all see her when she walks, she got long legs. Get together, I can't think of what to say. I'm all caught up looking at the curls on her head, y'all. Big brown eyes, bright shiny teeth. She got a smile that you won't believe. What I like about her best, she's way cool, y'all. She looks good, she got a whole lot of sense. You ought to see the car she's driving in. Getting that thing go for a drive till we run out of gas and come on back again. Yeah, all the fellas watching her when she walks. You ought to hear the baby when she talks. What I like about her best, she's way cool. Walks in, everybody turns their heads just to see. She walks in across the room, she don't stop till she sits down with me. I mean, that babe got a thing going on. If people don't like it, they can leave us alone. What I like about her best, she way cool. That gal got a thing going on. People don't like it, they can leave us alone. What I like about her best, she way cool, y'all.
Sherman Lee Dillon here on Out of the Woods, one from the State of the Blues CD. They're way cool. Who's playing the mandolin on that one? Don't expect to hear a mandolin on there.
No, you don't.
Then here it comes.
I cannot answer that question.
It's in the liner notes. Go buy the CD, folks. Wepeckett Island Records. Yes, go wepeckett.com, right?
Yeah.
I believe that's Jack's website. Yeah. All the goodies are over there.
Yeah, all these are Jack Ratcliffe productions. Wepeckett Island's named the record company.
Yeah, so Jack brought in a lot of players and stuff when he records these. Does he engineer them himself as well?
He's in the studio. He uses a studio and engineer, but we kind of all kind of
right
make judgment calls when they're necessary.
Sure. Yeah, he's a good guy. He really has a hand in making quality stuff there.
Yeah, he especially a time like this, the whole folk traditional thing. There needs to be people carrying it, and Jack does a good job of it. I think Andy Cohen's maybe thinking about doing a CD with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe I'm out of place saying it, but he talks to a lot of young, and see that this is kind of interesting. But young, I'm talking 25 to 35 artists out there, 35 years old, who are trying to make it in a traditional folk thing to kind of keep that alive. Right. It's a shame if everybody played folk music, got to be 60, got to be on welfare, you know, real old people. So some of the younger faces are out there working it, and Jack's kind of real encouraging about that.
There's a lot of young folks out there kind of spinning it in different directions now, too.
Yeah.
Taking a little bit of this and a little bit of that, which is a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, great. Well, folks, Sherman Lee Dillon is here in the studio with us on Out of the Woods, and they're talking about all kinds of fun stuff. Where do you want to go from here?
Let's do number 9, track 9 on that State of the Blues.
All right. We can do that. Track number 9. And
It's a little country blues kind of thing.
Let me just get that ready. And what you got? What's this one called for you?
Crazy Little Girl.
Okay, we're going to play it for you right now. Sherman Lee Dillon on Out of the Woods.
I got a crazy little girl and she do anything for me. I got the crazy little girl, yeah, she about do anything for me. I'm so crazy about my baby, oh, she's just crazy for me. I got the crazy little girl, boy, she do anything for me. I got the crazy little girl, she about do anything for me. I'm so crazy about my baby, oh, she's just crazy for me. Now I go to my work, I put my money on the line. The way she make love, y'all, the right on time. I need my crazy little girl to do anything for me. I'm so crazy about my baby, oh, she just crazy for me. Been around, she ain't gotta gather no egg. Don't have to stop no hog, don't have to build no hay. I get up, milk the cow, and I churn the butter too. I have her breakfast in bed, sometimes she'll sleep still too. But she's my crazy little girl, anything for me. I'm so crazy about my baby, Lord, she's just crazy for me. I got this crazy little girl, but do anything for me. My crazy little girl, I do anything for me. I'm so crazy about my baby, boy, she just crazy for me.
All right, Sherman Lee Dillon here on Out of the Woods. Some more blues for you. We'll be right back after this.